The art of football requires a mind for strategy, a strong character, and exceptional athleticism. So what does the ancient martial art of Tai Chi have to offer America's most popular sport? Well, we have some experts here. Our lineup includes the head coach of the UTEP Miners, Sean Kugler, head strength and conditioning coach, Kirk Davis, along with Tai Chi instructors, Rhea Beta and Wolf Carter. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we barely fit around the table. This is quite interesting. I'm glad it worked logistically. Coach Kugler, it's so nice to have you here, first of all. Thank you for coming back.
Well, I appreciate that.
So tickled to have you back in town.
Thank you. Certainly enjoyed being back, and we're all at hard work trying to get ready for the season.
I know. I appreciate the time all the more in that this is the first day of the season. You have your first engagement next Saturday. It's here at the Sun Bowl next Saturday. You come up against the New Mexico Lobos at 6 p.m. But let's drop back to the past. When did you and Tai Chi first cross paths?
I actually met Ray about 13 or 14 years ago.
2001.
Yes, and I was coaching the offensive line here at UTEP, and we happened to cross paths, and he talked to me about the benefits of Tai Chi and how that would translate into football, and I was very interested. I've always been a coach. If there's anything that can benefit the players and make them better, I'm certainly all ears. And so he offered to come in and instruct the linemen at the time and some of the tight ends, and he said if they're interested and if they like it, they can continue. If they don't like it, that'll be the last time. And they liked it. And all of those guys throughout the summer, the entire offensive line worked with Ray, and we had a championship year that year, and that was a big part of it. I think it was very beneficial for those guys to learn body control, breathing, and how to defend a blow and deliver a blow, and that's really the basis of football. And it really benefited us that year. And I was gone for 13 years, and I came back. It was one of the first phone calls that I placed. I wanted to make sure that at least I had the opportunity for him to talk to some of the players. Well, it went beyond that, and he offered to work with the players again this summer, and we had a very large numbers of our players participated. And again, you can see the translation on the field. I could see it during camp with some of the players. And so I'm excited again to work with him, and I hope that relationship continues in the future.
Awesome. Now, Ray, when Coach Kugler first approached you, did you have to make up some way to teach Tai Chi for football players, or was it the same thing you've always done?
Well, first of all, this odyssey 12, 13 years ago was actually kind of initiated by one of my students who was an English professor here at UTEP. And she even approached me and says, Ray, do you think Tai Chi would help football players? And I says, would it help football players? Heck yeah. So she goes, well, let me try to introduce you to somebody. And through Coach Higgins, who happens to still be around now, great guy, I talked to him, kind of moved him around a little bit. And he goes, let me introduce you to Coach Kugler. Then we talked and we did a few things. And he was kind enough to say, well, I'll have the guy show up Saturday morning at the Sun Bowl. And they weren't very happy to be there. I'll be honest with you. Saturday morning, you know, they had a little rough night, Friday night. But they showed up. Coach asked them to show up. They showed up, and we showed them a lot of the basic principles of Tai Chi. And a lot of people don't understand or know that Tai Chi is a fighting art, and it's an in-close fighting art, and it translates perfectly for football. Love it. Good stuff.
Now, Coach Davis, did you actually participate in some of the sessions with Ray?
Yeah, when I got
around
a chance, I would jump in there. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, now I heard a little more than that. What I heard was that you got in the groove on occasion. Yes.
Yeah. I think it's intriguing, and I think anytime you know, Coach, everything we do is geared toward winning games, and sometimes you got to think outside the box. And so, I feel like I need to experience what our players are experiencing, and what they're getting out of it. I need to feel what they're feeling, basically.
Well, have you tried? I mean, I've heard of athletes, football players, say that they were sent to study a bit of ballet. Have you tried any other, say, experimental interactions with other sporting forms?
We did some yoga this summer, absolutely, yeah.
Yoga. Okay. Mm-hmm. What about in your...
Well, I think martial arts definitely translates into football. I know a lot of the players in the NFL work with martial arts during the off season, and many of them do yoga. A lot of them do Pilates.
Excellent.
Anything that can benefit breathing and stretching in a sport where there's big men colliding, certainly a benefit.
Absolutely. Now, Ray, when I understand you met with the coaches first, that was a special opportunity. How did you read the mood in the room? Was everybody like wide open and receptive?
Well, I was really tickled that Coach Kugler asked all the coaches to show up, head coaches and offensive coaches and the defensive coaches and the assistant coaches. So we had a room full of large men.
Mm-hmm.
Coach always gets a kick out of me because I get very enthusiastic and very fired up. And, of course, I'm a hands-on kind of guy. So I got the biggest guy in the room who seemed to be giving me the most, you know, like I'm from Missouri.
The evil eye?
Yes, the evil eye, the stink eye. Like, well, I don't know about this guy. So when I asked him to stand up, I go, oh, my God, he was like 6'7". Huge mm-hmm. monster. I would pick him, wouldn't I? And I asked him to push me, and he couldn't do it. And I kept asking him and push me harder and harder. Finally, I just kind of threw him up and hit the wall, and the pitchers rattled, and I felt quite bad. But Coach Kugler was over there just giggling and having a good old time. And then I even got Coach Davis and did some stuff with him. And you know, let's face it, these are big, strong, athletic, you know, human beings. And words are not going to cut it for them. Even the players would test Wolf and I many a time, mm-hmm. try to throw us down. As he said, go outside the box. Yeah, they sure did. But once they could see that, no, these guys are legit, that they can really move us around, then they started paying attention.
Wolf, what were some of the moments that you observed where maybe there was a shift in perception of what it was you were trying to show?
I think that there was a lot of interest in, we have some of the same biomechanics, the body mechanics going on, but we have a different perspective coming from Tai Chi.
Mm-hmm.
And being a martial art, being up close, there's an awful lot of Tai Chi out there. Obviously, it's really gaining in popularity now. But like Ray said, a lot of people don't really know that it's a martial art and mm-hmm. a very effective one. And the first level of that, beyond just learning the form and learning your structure and how to relax, is being up close. And without the punching and the kicking and breaking bones and things, it's just about trying to learn to control yourself, hold your ground, push somebody else away. And I think that was very interesting to watch. A lot of big guys learning to do this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
We have all kinds of students, but working with football players, what's interesting is, you know, they're used to being big and strong and going in their daily life. They rely on that a lot. But when you're on the football field, you're facing opponents that have the same kind of
power.
Training, same kind of
mm-hmm.
background. So like you were saying, the coach was saying that anything that's different, that's going to give them an edge, tends to make the players really kind of get interested.
As a speed, strength, and conditioning coach, I would assume that physiology is your expertise. Can you go into the physiology, how the standard, if there is such a thing, training for football, movement and power, how is that different from what you encountered in this experience with Tai Chi?
Well, I think it's basically the same things that they preach on a daily basis. I mm-hmm. preach on a daily basis, although our guys hear it from me over and over. So coming from an outside source, it just solidified in their minds that it was right. And I think Ray and Wolf, they both have a way of kind of explaining it in a way that I probably don't. I'm more of a yeller and a screamer as opposed to
you inspire differently
yes,
than they
exactly,
do.
exactly. So I think it's just all about leverage and body awareness and breathing and
so you're saying basically that a lot of the same principles are but coming from two different directions and maybe with different vocabulary, different ways of talking about them.
Yes.
Like in Tai Chi, for example, Ray, name one of the terms that you were trying to explain, and I'm interested to know what your translation of that is as a coach.
Well, like turning from the center, we call it turning the three rings or turning from your dantian. And coach might call it moving from your core.
Okay. All right. Any other comparisons that came through?
Instead of moving from your upper body, move from the power of the legs and the hips and the waist.
Okay.
And I'm sure he's said this many a time, not just upper body strength, but whole body strength.
My guests today are the UTEP Minor head coach, Sean Kugler, and head strength and conditioning coach, Kirk Davis, along with Tai Chi instructors Ray Abeta and Wolf Carter, talking about how to powerful sports came together, not so much in an experiment as a refresher course in what the human body is capable of. We'll be right back.